Mountain tropics, montane tropics?
Montane tropics from Southeast Asia, all the way from the Malaysian Peninsula through Borneo and Indonesia to the depths of New Guinea. We have a wide range of things represented, but the dominant group are the Vireo section rhododendrons, one of the most exciting groups that Royal Botanic Garden has been researching for the past 40 years.
I've heard it referred to as the peat house.
Well, it was historically referred to as the peat house, and that was drawing reference to the fact that our Vireo collection was growing within peat walls and peat-based composts. But horticulture has moved on in the last 40 years, and I'm very pleased to say that all of our research collection of Vireas are grown in a non-peat-based compost. The medium that we use inside the beds contains very little peat now, and we use a percentage of peat blocks to actually form the beds because that best represents the natural habitat. But in recent years, we've started to mix that with driftwood and with timber. We're very conscious of the need to reduce the use of peat to an absolute minimum. I'm a great believer in it's not the use of it that's the problem, it's the misuse of it. And we only use it for plants which require it and won't grow in anything else.
And today I was looking in front and I see rocks. If I turn around and look behind, I see your peat blocks.
Yes, our peat blocks come from a local supplier and they're from a site which is registered for the supply of things like that without damaging the environment. So they're from an environmentally friendly site.
And peat is what?
Peat is basically decomposed plant material, but it's very acid in its content.
And the point of not using it is because the environment is being destroyed, the peat bogs are going?
The peat bogs are going, and that's why we've shifted away from its use as much as possible. In fact, all of our Vireas are now grown in a peat-free compost, and instead of using peat, we're actually using compressed bark. It's a little bit more expensive, but we find that things grow very adequately in it.
So they're happy?
They're very happy.